It's surprising how raw and brutal that still is.
That's Jen Cook, manager of the Newcastle Library.
Yeah, it was a really rough time. We lost a third of our workforce. And in a small branch like Newcastle, staff and community were all like family.
She's talking about 2016, when 30% of the library district's funding vanished due to low sales tax collection, a 45% drop in natural gas activity in Garfield County, and the 2011 Noble Energy Settlement refunds.
Linda Lewis is the manager of the Silt Library.
When we had to cut our hours, you know, when the bottom dropped out.
The library's cut hours and acquisitions, and 8 staff across the district were laid off.
Next Tuesday, voters will decide on a permanent funding increase for the district, an additional 1.5 mils of property tax. Let's say your property is worth $500,000. You'd pay around $55 per year to fund the library. Commercial properties would pay a little over $43 per year for every $100,000 of property value.
I would love more hours at the library.
That's Melissa Crabtree from Newcastle.
Yeah, I take my grandkids down there, and I love it.
My name is Scott Gertis, Newcastle. They shouldn't need too many building improvements because they got all new libraries. I'm all for giving the library money if they need it. They need to be very diligent with their fiscal spending so that we're not overtaxing. I'm not big on overtaxing people either. So,
well, Lucas, what did Linda Lewis have to say about how the Silt Library would spend the money if 6A passes?
So she told me that they want to be able to get back to the same hours that they had before the big funding cuts.
So basically everybody opening at 10 o'clock, having 2 late nights again instead of just 1 late night, and making both of our late nights would be until 8 o'clock. Right now we're only open 1 Thursday night, and we're open until 7, and that's it.
Jen Cook feels the same way.
The comments we hear most often from our customers are that they wish we were open longer hours, absolutely, hands down.
She also mentioned the need for a dedicated children's librarian in Newcastle and more programming for youth.
The school district here in Newcastle is a 4-day week, so the community looks to the library to provide educational and entertaining programming for kids. We're kind of balanced between Garfield RE1 and Roaring Fork School District. So we also have the kids that have early release.
Both Jen and Linda agree with librarians across the district about the need for technology updates, new computers, and materials, but that's not their only concern.
The library is a little bit of everything for everyone.
Again, Jen Cook, Newcastle branch manager.
You know, we end up being kind of the community center, whether it's, you know, helping the man who walks 3 miles every day just to read the Denver Post, or helping my 93-year-old customer find a large print copy of the book she needs for her book club, or helping the woman who needs to find practice tests for her driver's test in Spanish.
Linda Lewis agrees.
We're pretty much a multi-service hub for people in this area. They come to pick up the Post Independent, they come to check our bulletin board, they use the magazine exchange. People run into people all the time here at Silt, and then they get more information from each other. It's just a real nice community center.
So Lucas, what happens if 6A doesn't pass?
It seems like the effects of 6A not passing won't be super immediate, and I don't think it's really as much about what will happen as what won't happen.
Well, here's what Jen Cook has to say.
We're going to go through another tough time. You know, I told you earlier how emotional it kind of still is to remember knowing that we weren't going to be able to provide for our community the way we have in the past, and they've come to rely on us. And if we do have to make more cuts, it will be an emotional gut punch for sure.
For KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.
And I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.